For us, altering the composition of our atmosphere is a matter of pollution, an unfortunate byproduct of our current technology. But for an advanced alien civilization, and someday ourselves, atmospheric alteration could be one of the most useful tools in a terraforming toolkit. That is to say, to take an uninhabitable planet such as Mars and turn it into a fully habitable second Earth. But in doing something of that scale, would we make ourselves visible to others in the universe? And if so, have others done this, and can we see them? We are getting increasingly advanced with our observational equipment, such as the upcoming James Webb Space Telescope, and that promises to allow us to look closer at exoplanets and through various techniques in spectroscopy, begin to study their atmospheres. This opens up the possibility of detecting atmospheres that are altered by life, either biologically or technologically. In fact, if any alien civilizations are aware of Earth and its life, the most likely way they found out about it is not our television signals, as was envisioned in novels like Contact. It's only been 100 years or so that we've been broadcasting, so any civilization that might see that would have to be really close. However, Earth's weird oxygen-rich atmosphere complete with methane screams life and has done so for billions of years, meaning that anyone in this galaxy could be aware that there is life here. But that's just life, a biomarker, as opposed to a technosignature. However, if one sees an atmosphere altered by other chemicals or circumstances not so easily created by nature, then you have a possible technosignature. In other words, a planet with a civilization actively polluting its atmosphere if they are low on the technology scale, or you may also see a planet with such an impossibly weird atmosphere that it could only have been intentionally made that way. We have two obvious candidates in our solar system for terraforming, Mars and Venus. Both are thought to have had liquid water at some point early in their history, and might have initially hosted the conditions for life to arise. Trouble is, they were in the wrong location to maintain those conditions, and in Mars's case, was just too small anyway. Say we terraform those worlds in the future, any alien civilization studying our solar system from afar would see two counterintuitively habitable planets along with an obviously habitable Earth. Scientifically speaking, Venus should be a runaway greenhouse effect hell world, and Mars a cold desert world. Yet the aliens would notice that they are not. Coupled with calculating the age of the sun, they would know that such a strange state of planetary affairs might, but not necessarily, be indicative of the presence of a civilization. Likewise, as our telescopes improve and we begin to study the atmospheres of exoplanets in detail, if we saw that kind of an arrangement with habitable planets, we would want to take a closer look at these worlds for other chemical technosignatures to gather information so we could conclude, beyond reasonable doubt, that we were seeing in alien civilization's activities. This topic is covered in a 2014 paper by Henry Lin and colleagues, link below. This paper focuses on the most easily detectable chemicals by the James Webb Space Telescope, though only in one specific case, Earth-like planets orbiting white dwarfs. These chemicals are the CFCs, though there are others, such as nitrous oxide, that could point to industrial production by aliens. CFCs are a group of chemicals that can be produced in nature, but in general are only produced in large quantities industrially. So if you see them in a spectrum, they are an imperfect, but still fairly strong indicator that a civilization might be present. But it might also imply that the civilization is primitive and in our own stage of development, with inefficient industrial processes polluting their atmosphere. Or maybe not. What of greater civilizations and their use of CFCs? In a paper by M.F. Gerstel and colleagues, they note that CFCs also happen to be among the best greenhouse gases there are. In fact, they absolutely shame carbon dioxide in this regard. They could, hypothetically, be used to warm Mars fairly rapidly. You essentially load compressed CFCs onto delivery rockets and crash them into Mars regularly until you get concentrations high enough to raise the temperature, just enough to kick off a greenhouse effect. Eventually, Mars's frozen carbon dioxide releases into the atmosphere as things warm up, and at some point, voila, you have a warm planet ready to be further altered to be habitable for humans, though good luck forming an ozone layer anytime soon. But what does this say of alien civilizations? If we do see CFCs in an exoplanet spectrum, would it necessarily indicate a reckless civilization industrially polluting their world? Or might it also simply indicate that we are looking at a terraformed planet? Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently terraforming my backyard to produce more oxygen because I've been neglecting to pull the weeds. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.